Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. This hadith is about the wisdom and reasoning behind the obligation of fasting. As you know, we are currently in the month of Ramadan. This is a very spiritually opportune time, a good chance to turn back to God, to repent, and to try to acquire proximity to Him. This is a month in which, as you know, the Quran was revealed. And it's also the month in which the night of ordainment occurs, the Laylatul Qadr. There's a lot of beautiful distinctions and characteristics of this month, and you know, that have been mentioned in its own place. It's also the month, as you know, the last Friday of this month is the day of Quds. And, you know, so this is a very beautiful month. It's a very, great time to take advantage of. It's also the month in which we are obliged to fast, like we said. One of the things that people often ask is, what is the reasoning and wisdom behind fasting? You know, in this beautiful hadith, Imam Askari alayhi salam, he alludes to one of the wisdoms behind fasting. As you know, we don't really know the true reasons for which rules and regulations within Islam have been promulgated and have been canonized. Otherwise, you know, this is not something that God has disclosed to human beings. Sometimes some of the infallibles, such as the Imams or the Prophet, alayhi wasalam, they have alluded to in their hadith some of the benefits of these things. These benefits shouldn't be taken to mean causes. Like, for example, if you read in a hadith that one of the benefits of, prayer is that, it helps circulate the blood in one's body. For example, I mean, by way of example, you know, somebody might say that, oh, if this is the reason behind it, I can just exercise and, you know, run a mile every day, I'll get the same effects. Why do I need to, pray? Right. So these aren't meant to be reasons. These are simply benefits. It's important not to confuse the two. Imam Askari alayhi salam was once asked the reasoning behind the obligation of fasting, to which he replied that the rich may experience the pain of hunger and bestow his generosity thereby upon the poor. You know, it's just a matter of fact that, you know, people who are wealthy, well-to-do, a lot of people, you know, they've never gone a day in their lives gone to sleep hungry, right? You know, but there's a lot of people in this world, unfortunately, who, you know, they only have one meal every day, or maybe two meals every day, right? There's a lot of families in this world, all of the members of the family, they don't get a chance to eat. A lot of them, you know, all of the children in the household, a lot of them aren't able to go to school, you know? So God Almighty, one of the reasons why He formulated this law of fasting in Ramadan is so that we, you know, people who have been, you know, blessed more than others, can also understand, the pain that these other poor people, these unfortunate people, you know, they do every day, and so that we can be, you know, and help them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reasoning behind fasting in the words of Imam Askari alayhi salam, Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.